on this one, at least this time. So we're on page 31, Simon Ches. I didn't finish it today. Shocking. So yesterday we learned the halacha. Oops, I have to let him in. Yesterday we learned the halacha about if someone was wearing a talis. Again, talis katan, I don't think it applies so much. I guess it could happen, I don't know. But usually like a talis, and it falls off. So does he have to make a new bracha? So we were discussing that yesterday, that there's the concept that, yes, you might have to make a new bracha. You might have to make a new bracha because if I take it off and put it down and then I want to put it on again, then I would not have to make a new bracha if I had in mind when I took it off that I want to put it back on. So why should this case be worse? Answer is, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, this is a worse case because if it fell off below das without any intention, right, just fell off, then the azala mitzvasa, so then the mitzvah went away. The mitzvah went away. So therefore, you'd have to make a new bracha. It's a worst case. So let's finish. I don't know if we finished that. Top line, again, very top line on page 31. I will im lo nafla kula, but let's say the whole talis did not fall off, right? No, just let's say one side fell off, right? Could happen. Afa pi shel nafla ruba, even though a majority of the surface area of the talis fell off of you, or off of one, I should say. Ein letzarach levarach, you don't have to make a new bracha. You don't have to make a new bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph, so the Machaber says, if there's still something left on you, even though a majority fell off, you would not have to make a new bracha. But look at the Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph. So the Chavos Chaim says, the Taz and the El Yerabah disagree, and they hold that if a majority of the talus, the surface area of the talus fell off, it's as if it completely fell off. And therefore, you'd have to make a new bracha. V'gam ha'grom etzad l'divrei ha'taz. And the Vilna Gaon goes like that. And they go like that. L'kulei alma, but according to everyone, im nafal me'al kol ha'guf, but according to everyone, if it fell off, the talus fell off of your entire body. Afal pi shenish eres biyado, even though you catch it, right? It's still in your hand. Tzarech levarach. You definitely have to make a new bracha. You definitely have to make a new bracha. De azola mitzvah, because the mitzvah is gone. The mitzvah is gone. So again, that's a very, very important halacha, that if the talus falls off, even if you catch it, according to everyone, you have to make a new bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting case. Let's say a person made a bracha on the talus, and before he put it on, he dropped it. Right? Happens. So would he have to make a new bracha? And so the Mishnah Berurah says, no, he doesn't. Why? Why you would think he should? So the Chavos Chaim says, "Dekivan da'adayin lo asa mitzvasa," since you didn't do the mitzvah yet. In our case, person made a bracha, I don't know how long ago, and was davening with the talis, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of davening, talis fell off. But in our new case where the person made a bracha and was a butterfingers, right, and dropped it. So he didn't do the. So therefore, lo hisiach daito, he didn't remove his consciousness, his mind from it. So therefore, in that case, he would not have to make a new bracha. So again, that's an interesting case. Okay, let's go back upstairs. Tez Zion. How long betaliso belaila? someone who wore his tzitzis at night, right? Now, believe it or not, it's brought down in other places that people used to have them. I know some people who do this. Most people don't. I mean, at least Litvisha people. But some Chassidisha people, they when they're sleeping, they wear tzitzis. So let's say or in some cases, I don't know, you know, you're dressed and you come home and you had a busy day. And I know this could happen to me. And, you know, you fall onto the couch or somewhere. And then the next thing you know, who knows what time it is, right? So it could happen. So so now the shaila is, what do you do with the bracha on tzitzis in the morning when you eventually wake up? So the Mechaber says, Sarach l'varach Allah baboker. You have to make a new bracha on the tzitzis in the morning. Afim lo pasha, even though you didn't take off the tzitzis. Now, before we go further, so what's the idea? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, I don't know if we covered this yet, because we'll get to it later, that the Mechaber holds that nighttime is not a time for the mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, since it was nighttime, and that time, nighttime was not a time of tzitzis, so therefore, the nighttime, the period of time of night, is a hefsek, is an interruption, and therefore in the morning you have to make a new bracha, even though you didn't take them off. Mishnah Berurah brings down that some disagree, as you probably figure that, Bach, Taz, Elirab, that they hold, as many do, that a daytime garment, a garment that you normally wear during the day, so even at night, if you're wearing that garment at night, you know, which a lot of times we do, so then, if it's a four-cornered garment, all right, it's a poncho, so then you have to have tzitzis on it even at night. So in other words, that opinion goes according to those Rishonim that say that a day garment is chayav, and therefore a day garment is chayav even at night. So therefore, I was wearing these clothes, and again, they had tzitzis on them. They're day garments, so therefore the nighttime would not be an interruption, according to them. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, so again, this is a big machlokas between the Mechaber and others, and it dates back before that. So again, in our case, a person wore their tzitzis throughout the night, what do they do in the morning? So, you know what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, right? You all know that. So Mishnah Berurah says, when you go to shul, so when you make the bracha, you have to make a bracha on the talis, and the talis, have in mind the tzitzis, the talis katan, right? Now, again, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings down probably something you're all wondering about, and that is, let's say you slept during the day, right? Let's say Shabbos, right? And you conked out, you're wearing your tzitzis. So, again, it seems like the case of the Mishnah Berurah is that you took off your tzitzis when you took your Shabbos afternoon nap. So the Mishnah Berurah says there's a machlokas. Therefore, the best thing to do is use your tzitzis as sort of like a blanket. Have it cover you while you're sleeping during the day. And then you avoid all problems. Then he says, then you would not have to make a new bracha according to everyone, l'chulei alma. Now, I saw some people who disagree with that. But again, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. Yes?
Sorry.
That's okay.
If one wears the tzitzis during their nap, then that isn't that better
Better, right. But again, that's what I was saying. Mishnah Berurah's case seems to be that a person took them off while they're sleeping during their Shabbos nap, or again, it could be a not necessarily Shabbos, right? Okay, let's go back in the Machaber. So the Machaber holds that, again, if you wore tzitzis at night, so when you wake up in the morning, you have to make a new bracha, but again, the Machaber says something very interesting, v'tov l'mashmesh bo b'shas bracha. Best thing to do is to feel the tzitzis, right? To feel the tzitzis at the time when you make the bracha. So that is considered as if you're re-donning it, you're re-putting it on again. We'll see more about this. And therefore, you can make a bracha. And the Ramah says, V'chein yasa misha lovish taliso konamor shiayar hayom. This is what you do if you put on the tzitzis before it gets light. So we all know, we've discussed this before, especially when we had the 5:45 minyan. So sometimes the 5:45 minyan would have a problem, and that is it was too early to daven shacharis. So there is a time called Mishiyakir. I think we talked about that before. Mishiyakir is a time when it's light enough outside. I think we did a couple days ago, actually. When it's light enough outside that a person could recognize someone who he's sort of friendly with. Again, it's sort of. Because if you're really friendly with somebody, you could tell them even a picture, you know, like even if it's nighttime, you could tell their walk, you could tell certain things about them. So that would not necessarily be an indication of whether it's light, it's daybreak, or whatever word you want to use, or not. So again, that was the issue, that sometimes we had to push back the 5:45 minyan to be 5:50, 5:55, things like that, because it was too early. They couldn't even make a bracha on talis that early. It was before Mishiyakir. So again, it could be, even now, that people wake up early, maybe you want to learn, you want to do whatever it is, and you're putting on your tzitzis very early. I don't want to say in the morning, because it's not even morning yet. So you cannot make a bracha on it. So what do you do when it does get light enough, when it does get to Mishiyakir? So the Rama is saying that you do the same thing. You hold the tzitzis, you feel them, right? Twiddle them, I don't know what which word, you're memashmish in them. And then it's considered like you're wearing them anew. You don't have to take off your shirt and take off the tzitzis and then put it back on again. You just do that, be memashmish on the tzitzis, and then that would be like considered like you're putting them on again, and then you can make the bracha. Okay? Anything else I forgot to tell you? Okay. Another case.
Another question.
Yes, please.
I don't know if we covered the case yet, but let's say Friday afternoon one takes off their tzitzis to take a shower for Shabbos and wants to put them back on again.
Right. We did cover that case. There's a whole, I think, there's a Bir Halacha on the page before, Bir Halacha in Pasha Taliso, that again, the Bir Halacha talks about that, brings out from the Magen Avraham that if at the time the bracha you had in mind, which a lot of times you do Friday morning, you know you're going to take a Shabbos shower, so you know you're going to take off your tzitzis, and you know you're going to put them back on. So he says, L'chulei alma ain't sarach laksor levarech. So he says, according to everyone, you do not have to make a new bracha, assuming it wasn't a long period of time. But he says, v'zeh ula nias daiti, ain't sa yud sa shiatsa latseis bazeh kol adias. But the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha that the best thing to do is she'echaven b'shas ha-bracha, that you should have in mind when you make the bracha in the morning, right? Friday morning, shimi starch l'pashto shi'akser yo v'shenu, that if you need to take off your tzitzis, you'll put them on, you'll go ahead and you'll put them back on. Then it seems the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, and then you would not have to, you should have in mind, again, at the time of the bracha, that the bracha should continue over that short period of time. So that's the best thing to do.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, let's do a Yud Zion. Niskasa bebeged shuchayv betzitzis. Let's say you put on a garment that is chayv and tzitzis. You put on a poncho, right? Or whatever. V'lo hito bo tzitzis, and you did not, and there wasn't tzitzis on that thing, on that garment. There's no tzitzis on it. Bito mitzvah tzitzis. So you're mavato the mitzvah tzitzis. So as we said before, because we discussed it a few days ago, the mitzvah tzitzis, just use some yeshivish lingo, is not a din in the chavtza. It's not a chovas chavtza. In other words, as we saw before, if you have tzitzis in your drawer, in your closet, or whatever, you have a four-cornered garment, you have a poncho, so then you do not have to put tzitzis on it. The issue is it's a chovas gavra. It's an obligation on the person. So in other words, meaning that when a person is wearing a four-cornered garment, that when you're wearing the four-cornered garment, then it's an obligation on you, on that person, to make sure that tzitzis on it. So again, that would be the case here. It's not. We're not talking about that it's in the closet or in the drawer, but here we're going the other way. Person's actually wearing a four-cornered garment, and it's chayv and tzitzis, and you don't have tzitzis on it, chas v'shalom. So then you nullified, right? It's a positive mitzvah to wear tzitzis, but you nullified that mitzvah. Now again, we discussed this before, so you say, okay, so, you know, again, hopefully nobody in this crowd does it, would have this attitude, and okay, so I just didn't do a positive mitzvah. But don't forget that, as we learned all the way at the beginning of tzitzis, this is a very important mitzvah, because what's tzitzis for? It reminds us of all other mitzvahs. That's what its purpose is. So, therefore, if a person didn't keep tzitzis, and that's why, right, we don't wear four-cornered garments, so we really don't have to wear tzitzis. But we do, right? We wear what they call an arba kanfas, right? We wear a garment, we wear a special garment that is four-cornered, because we want to do this mitzvah. Not just you want to do the mitzvah, it's this mitzvah is so essential because it's a, I don't know if you want, it's a basis, it's a reminder for us to do all the mitzvahs. So therefore, it's a very, very important mitzvah. So therefore, come down very hard on that person who's done such a thing. Okay? Wow. Siv Ches. So let's go on to Siv Tes again. We only have another minute or so, but let's at least get started. So Tes, you know, you don't like to finish and not start the new thing. Ein chayav betzitzis min haTorah, from the Torah, the only garment. Now again, we just finished talking about garments. So you have a four-cornered garment. So according to the Torah, the only four-cornered garment that is chayav and tzitzis is ela beged pishtim o beged shemer semer v'chelim. The only garments that are chayav and tzitzis is a garment that's made. The material is flax, linen, or tzemer, or it's wool. Sheep wool. So again, if you had a garment, you know, like those talis, which we don't have here, they're made out of silk, right? Or, believe it or not, how about polyester? Now again, there's a whole separate issue about, you see, some people have those, they call them holy tzitzis. You know, the garment is like little holes because, but the material is polyester. It's polyester. So again, that's a man-made, that's different than silk. But again, from the Torah, the only garment, four-cornered garment that Chayav and tzitzis is only wool and linen. But we'll see, avo big day shar minim en chayav and tzitzis el midrabanan. Other materials are only chayav midrabanan. Okay? So again, Amir Sashem will pick this up tomorrow. Again, we're going to ask the big question, right? Hopefully for people here in this shul, or listening to this year, what difference does it make if it's chayav from the Torah to me, the Rabbanan? I do it anyways, right? To Rabbanan, to Raisa, I do it anyway. So what difference does it make? So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah will bring down some differences, whether it's a to Raisa or to Rabbanan. We'll talk about that, believe neither, tomorrow. Yash koach, everyone. Mincha is in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Yash koach. Are you in Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Okay.